and you get removed from office. I get that, but I think in the qualifications, it could read that to be qualified to be a commissioner, you know, have all these other things about resident, da da da. It should be cannot have been convicted of a felony.
Well, I mean, I say that, but when you have a chance to articulate something precisely, you get out of your gray areas and into your non-gray areas, and as trivial as it may seem, it's, in my opinion, very forward-looking in the grammar of how it's articulated.
So. But, Julie, your point is that we might do well to add in the qualifications of mayor and commissioners that they
have not been convicted of a felony. Like,
cannot be convicted of a felony.
I think it's in there. I was just scanning it.
I don't see it.
I don't think so.
Huh?
I just did a quick scan, but I don't see it.
So that's part of the qualifications then for removal.
If they can be removed. During your term, you get found guilty of a felony, then you're.
Yes. Yeah, so then you're covering both.
Yeah, you're covering both bases. Yeah.
Okay. I want to go to the town manager. So this is, you know, largely sections 15 and 16. Can we define the town manager as the administrator? And I don't care if it's a lowercase a or an uppercase a, and, you know, that he, to some extent this might be resolved by, the language we put in on the council manager form of government. And so we don't even need to say that he is the administrator of the town. There are no minimum requirements for position. Do we want to stipulate some minimum set of conditions moving forward in the future or not? I mean, some charters require... Rehoboth, I think you have to be an engineer have been an administrator for 5 years or more, and I don't know why engineer qualifies.
Why would they hire an engineer?
Like I said, I don't know.
Well, I think if you're looking at town manager and we start with section A first, which is what are we defining the title at, if we want, like we should conclude that first, and I think your idea about the calling him the administrator, I had put in my notes the administrative manager. They also can be referred to as the chief administrative manager because he's clearly a manager of administrative affairs. He's not a CEO or chief executive officer, and that seems to be very confusing in our town with what people think he is. He's, you know, the manager of administrative affairs. So in some towns, they call it the chief administrative manager.
Could we just simply call him the manager of administrative affairs?
Uh-huh.
Not?
Administrative affairs doesn't have much meaning. It's kind of vague.
What did you ask? What is the contract with the one that's going to have for 3 years? What does his contract say he is?
And it refers to the charter in terms of his duties.
Mm-hmm. And then I had a question when it said,
okay,
as we're trying to look at clarification of section, and who shall be the secretary of the commission? And my note was, what does that specifically mean, shall be the secretary? What is the function that it's conferring to?
He runs the meetings when the mayor is not present.
But that's not the way it's happening.
That's exactly a conflict.
Absolutely.
But do we want that?
It's what the charter says.
Right, so that's a problem.
Do we want that? I'm not sure we want that.
Sorry.
He said, who shall be the secretary of commission? And I said, the council actually votes on a secretary of the commission, so this is a conflict.
That's what it meant. I thought what it meant was keeps the books, make sure that all of
Paul should manage the production of all the minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't think Paul actually writes them up, does he?
No, I think they're just taken off the video recording.
Right, I mean, I think I think Ashley does it.
Ashley
like
does
that.
It, right.
So
I don't think it refers to secretary in that way.
Right.
I mean, quite frankly, minutes, you know.
Responsibility for the scribe or something like that.
Yeah, well, even in this day and age, I mean, minutes to be precise, to protect the town, for all the reasons we remain unprotected in many ways, it should be sent out, and just in my opinion, town should look at sending them out to a service. It's very cheap. The minutes are transcribed precisely. They come back. You click the thing. You send them to them. They come back.
I just got a text from Ashley. She said she's all for it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's it gets...
Because right. It's tied to the video recording, and the video recording is a, you know, is an exact...
Well, I would just have to, you know, respectfully disagree. I don't think our minutes... I mean, I've found many, many cases where I've gone back to look through minutes of discussion items that I know occurred or votes I know occurred, and there's no mention of them.
Okay, I'm going to jump in on you.
And no, it's not. I'm not talking to you, Ashley.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't want to debate this issue.
Right.
Because there's merit. There is merit. I think we should delete in 15A... the reference to secretary of the commissioner and treasurer of the town, because these are administrative functions. I think we're talking about administrative functions. We've defined the town manager as an administrator, and I think we can be done with that. That also removes the conflict of who is the secretary of the commission.
It also takes out the conflict by, you know, there's a huge conflict about holding dual offices that have competing interests. So by eliminating that, that is.
Term of appointment. There was a lot of talk about the term of appointment for the town manager and a process for removal. And I think we have discussed that a little and kind of gotten to the point that at least with the new town, why not? There was some talk about we should have a term of a contract, that maybe it should be 5 years. It sounds like 3 plus 2, removal for cause, removal, non-renewal for any reason at all is a good place to be in the charter.
Well,
I wouldn't want to be any more specific than that, but...
I'm sorry, I didn't know we were moving forward, but like we talked about minimum requirements for the position, and some of my notes were that, first of all, I think we should have minimum requirements for the position, and I think that most towns, you can look at almost any town that has a appointed town manager, and there are... by far, few and far, you will ever find that don't have minimum requirements. And generally, so what I had written down here is the ensure that the town managers meet minimum qualifications, including a bachelor's degree, preferably a master's degree in public policy or related subject area relative to duties and responsibilities of managing a public municipal entity. The candidate should have at least 5 years of full-time service in a related profession, professional municipal managerial position. And I said that we should develop some articulation of this. And the candidate should have expertise in the operation and administration of municipal and city governments. And I think to tie the educational qualifications or some substitute of those with the experience in municipal government, you know, it's so essential that municipal governments operate so differently than private entities that it's why most charters that I've looked at have those two requirements, that there's been experience in some kind of public affairs, public municipal government, some type of form of.
I agree that they should have all those qualifications, and but I don't think we need to bog down the charter with that. I think that's a job description functionality. And what happens if, let's just say, in years we outsource all of this, let's say, and we have a totally different need for a skill set and town manager. Maybe they need to be a construction worker. I'm just making things up. We don't want to tie it to our code because then we'll constantly have to revise the code.
Well, I think as a compromise to that, which is a good thing, we need to remove that the line, and I, it's in there, that says the commissioners basically decide amongst themselves what the qualifications will be, and that's in the charter. So that would be counter to having specific qualifications in a, because, you know, the commissions could, the way our charter reads now, the commissioners could decide that the sanitary, you know, the guy that cleans the bathroom has good qualifications, and we can all sit there and impose it, but the charter says they can pretty much make any qualifications they see fit.
We're giving the commissioners a lot of responsibility anyway. That's why we're electing them. So if we don't trust them to put together a good job description for the town manager that they have to work with, I think that
I think that the commissioners are, the power of this town runs through the, is the people through the commissioners. So we I don't think you should move about running a government based on trust. I think you should have clearly defined, we all trust who we elect, but for us to stay out of gray areas and not find ourselves in places we don't want to be, this is a body of elected people who have a lot of other responsibilities in their lives, and they're not paid. And as we all know, some of them commissioners come and for whatever reasons they come and do their homework and are fully prepared, and others not so much over the course of 20 years that I've been involved. And I think something as important, as critical as the administrative officer that runs your town, should have minimal credentials to fill the position.
So, Marcia, I see merit and support in both these issues. Mm-hmm. Can you send me a recommended set of language for... And we will tee that up as two options.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the way I see it is, to some extent, the charter is defending the rights of the people. And I think the people have a right to a certain level of quality in the town manager. And having worked for the federal government for a long time, and also in private sector, I know that people in the private sector don't understand how the government works, mm-hmm. and the constraints of being a civil servant government employee. And so I think that there's some things that might, mm-hmm. you know, some minimum set to protect the people while leaving the town commissioners the opportunity as the town evolves and the environment changes to redefine exactly what a, you know, what the next town manager should look like. So the next item is a chain of command, specifically with related to departments. And so maybe the first thing we can discuss is, you know, the town, the charter talks some about departments and divisions of the town government created by the commissioners. This is in 14B. And Bill and I were having a discussion about this the other day. What are the departments?
14B?
14B is the specific language. It's like the fourth sentence in. You know, what are the departments or divisions of the town that the charter speaks to? And you might argue that it's the police and the lifeguards, because those are two divisions, departments that have been created by the commissioners, by the town council. I believe that the maintenance and code enforcement are divisions that were created by the town manager for budgetary admin. Expertise admin. And admin.
Admin's a whole separate division.
Right, but is maintenance a department in the sense that is referred to by the charter? No. And so...
I don't believe admin is either.
The discussion we were having was just how many departments do we have? And how many...
How many departments or divisions created by the town council?
Good question.
Which is the only thing that the charter speaks to. I mean...
Currently there's six.
But my argument is that maintenance wasn't created by the commissioners. Maintenance was created by the town manager as an artifice for budgetary purposes.
And so was...
you can't assume that.
Pardon?
So was code enforcement.
So was code enforcement. And so those are not really departments in the... Those are not capital D departments. Mm-hmm. Those are little d departments. Or they're budgetary... They're budget line items.
So it's administrative.
I'll tell you...
They're administrative. They're all within admin.
Administrative is a separate department, but not created by the council.
Well, more about this discussion you're having is my understanding of... There was a suggestion that maybe the commissioners, each one of the commissioners... should be a liaison in the department. So if there's a difficulty that comes up, you have one of the commissioners that's aware of what was going on.
I agree.
Okay, well, but then you have to say, well, how many departments do you have? Because we only got five commissioners, and which of the departments will have a liaison and which one wouldn't? That's where it's just, that's on my end, that's where it's coming.
Up to the commissioner.
And on that, for 14B, just to get clarification on that, the liaison, I think it's like in the third, just a minor edit in the third sentence. The town manager, town authority starts, he shall have the power to appoint other commissioners to be in charge of the departments. That should be struck and say, be liaison too.
Yeah, and that's in a couple places too.
Because, in charge means something very different.
Right.
That's,
or maybe it shouldn't be at all.
Well, pardon me for taking you off of the tangent.
So in terms of chain of command, we've talked a lot about how the chain of command between, if you want to call maintenance a department or division, I think the chain of command between the town manager and the single member of the maintenance department. We have a full-time, second full-time person? So they're now two.
I've been two for a couple years.
Okay, I thought that we always, my ignorance, I thought we had one and a... So is
not
the...
Not that I necessarily agree or disagree, but there is.
Right, but we, so is the... And we don't have a finance department despite the fact that we've had four members so should the chain of command between the town manager and the head of the maintenance department and the staff member in the maintenance department be different than the chain of command between the town manager and the chief of police and the, commissioned officers in the police force and the non-commissioned officers in the police force.
You want to comment?
Police have their own code of conduct.
Yeah.
Do you want to comment?
Yeah. I'm looking for comments. It's
the reality of it is that the town manager would go to the head of the maintenance department. The day-to-day operation of it is he could go to anybody in town and say this is what he'd like to happen. But reality, again, is that you wouldn't go to somebody that's under a department head without going to the department head first on a normal situation.
And it's probably important to clarify that because I think what we have recognized was a administrative department that's headed by the town manager and then a clear police function and a lifeguard function who has the two positions like you talked about.
The administrative department is headed by Ashland.
Right.
Not the town manager.
Right. But what I'm saying is you're saying the charter actually defines the role of, I think, the town manager, the chief police, or not the chief of police, yes, the police chief, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't define the role of the lifeguard captain who has a significant role and police powers. So,
could have.
Where do we go to see a flow chart? Where do we go to see a flow chart? Here's the town manager.
It doesn't exist anymore.
Can we make one?
Yeah,
that's why we're here.
Should have been long before that.
What are you doing Monday, Bill? I've
got an idea here. You know, if I may.
I'm sorry, sure, Dave.
I'm trying to step up to a, maybe a, hopefully a facilitative role, because I'm the lone person in the room that isn't on the council, nor on the quorum of commissioners is here. And we're talking now about the staffing that might be a level below the town manager. My thought from a minute ago was, we now have a new town manager, and the ink on the contract is drying as we speak.
10 days.
So, did you guys in that process find that there was a rub between what you would like to do and what the town charter says, or were there, did you have a shared perception that there would be a better town charter that you wished you had but didn't have in terms of the process you just went through?
I'm not sure what we'd like to do what, you said.
We have a new, you just went through the process of getting a town manager. How did it go? Was the town charter an obstacle?
There was
a benefit? If you had a wish list to change it,
well, we simply used the town charter as the basis for specifying the duties of the new town manager.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only basis that we have to go back to.
And did that work?
One of the attorneys called it marrying. One of the attorneys called it marrying the charter and the agreement. The only weirdness, the only awkward part is this part that we dance around all the time is just cause. And in a charter that does, that protects so many things, that when we build a contract, this is where I think it would be interesting in this conversation, when we build a contract with someone, that kind of goes outside of the charter a little bit, because the charter just talks about just cause.
And that's what I think Dale touched on before you came,
yep.
And that is the 3-year and the 2-year and the just cause. And ought there to be a probationary system or whatever?
It's really the only struggle for us as commissioners to try to figure out the best way to build the agreement. It's one of the two, we're desperate to want to not be in the same situation ever again and make sure we have an agreement that met the charter. Mm-hmm. And so there was going to have to be some flexibility in our opinions to get that done. And we did it.
And that's where I was trying to get that you guys that lived through it.
David.
And you guys who are looking prospectively, what was the...
Well, in terms of chain of command, too, there is a question. Marsha just mentioned this with respect to the beach patrol captain. That is a sub-paragraph within the overall paragraph that talks about the police.
That's correct.
It very clearly says in there that the police force is under the direction of the town manager. It doesn't have that same sentence for the beach patrol captain, but I have heard the attorney say that they believe that that's still, the fact that it's in that paragraph, the way it's structured, it still encompasses the beach patrol captain as being under the direction of the police force, of the town manager.
It's
it's an interpretation.
It needs to be clear.
It should be made clear.
It should be made clear. Okay, so I want to...
Go on. Quick, because you said,
Julie.
Should like the maintenance department direction be different, department head? At least from, being a law enforcement perspective, law enforcement is a quasi-military type of structure. You've got your chain of command. So the town manager should only be talking to the chief of police, because quite frankly, if the town manager went to Cliff or any of the other guys that are lower on the chain of command, they've got to run it through their chain of command anyway. So it's a waste of time to go to anybody but the chief of police, at least from a police perspective. And I think the beach patrol works that same way. They have that same
higher
structure.
Sergeant and whatnot.
Right.
Whereas the maintenance department, when it's a two-man structure, it might just be more convenient to be like, oh wait, the head of the maintenance department is off today, so I'm going to let you know. But he's still going to run it through his department head anyway. But it's a two-man operation versus the police force or the beach patrol that's a much larger.
So let me pull on that a little. It seems to me, and I'm not an expert on personnel issues or with police issues, that it should be, because of all of the certification requirements and all of the I don't know whether it's union kind of stuff, that the chief of police should be responsible for credentials, requirements, certifications, compensation, hiring and firing and promoting within the police force. Mm-hmm. That the town manager should say, here's your budget, and here's the mission critical issues from the commissioners, and make it work.
And then the town manager from there, that point forward to me is to just, if a problem arises, to
fire the police chief.
Either fire the police chief, or if it's not a major problem, just to go to the police chief and say, hey, I'm hearing that we're having problems with this. What's going on? Let's talk about it, you know.
Right. So in this case, if there's a problem, you fire the police chief. So in terms of the maintenance department or admin, it seems to me that it's appropriate for the town manager to say, these are the requirements, this is the pay schedule, this is what we're going to do for promotions and performance plans and all of that other stuff, both for the department heads and for the members of the department.
Mm-hmm. But didn't we talk about the level that the, I don't know if I missed something in that second, but the town manager would be involved if there's a new police chief. What was the discussion about
that?
If there was top level positions, that the town manager with the commissioners would pick a new police chief, would pick a new, you know, what level do you guys get involved as far as hiring positions? Would you, like the lifeguard and the police chief? But you would let the department heads hire anything underneath. Who does the town manager have the authority to hire?
You make a good point, and what we had to talk about, I'm not sure if it was in this format or another, but the department head would, I'm sorry, the town manager would need to work with the commissioners to hire any department heads. But the department heads hire their staff.
Their staff. That's the way. And that's not clear in the charter, is it?
Probably not.
So this is for all department heads, including the maintenance?
Well, I would think that's appropriate. Mm-hmm. But
we haven't defined that as a position yet.
For example, one of the weird, crazy thoughts, and you guys are doing so much work and going in so many directions at once, I don't mean to take you off course, but do we put maintenance in one of the other departments? Could code enforcement and maintenance be together?
Right, maintenance should be an admin. I mean, again, it's the...
It's part of admin.
My understanding is it only got pulled out because of the streets budget and they wanted to budget.
Perhaps it is just about budgeting, but just to...
Maintenance should be where?
Admin.
Admin.
But the guys on the bikes, the code enforcement people are on the streets, mm-hmm. and they're doing the day-to-day stuff. If the maintenance department worked with those people that are on the streets, it just seems like it's a better cohesive. They're already kind of in the same environment in a way. I don't want to anyway.
But isn't that something that the town manager could decide?
He could tell us, I recommend that we think about doing this department a little different.
Yeah.
Because maybe you could utilize some of those guys on bikes during the times when, like, we have no parking. There's a period of time, where you can park for free. Those guys on bikes could help us with a maintenance project or something. I'm talking about school.
Well, there's still parking issues even when there aren't permits required.
Of course.
Weren't
there code enforcement so-called people under the police forever and ever and ever, and they were pulled out to make their own department 2 years ago?
That's great. That was all under the police.
I mean, to me, they would go with the police. I mean, I know there's friction in town.
I mean, but the
code
enforcement
would be with
the police.
Building inspector as the admin is the town, but code enforcement, what Dewey is calling code enforcement, are really parking ticket writers?
Yes. They handle dogs, trash, parking.
Tickets.
Not
only police officers.
They didn't and didn't want it.
Okay.
And they don't want it back.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Who handles zoning issues? Is there a department for that?
The building official.
The building inspector under the code enforcement.
Building official.
Budgetary department.
One person now, two persons?
One person.
Yeah.
Which really should be an admin position rather than a departmental position, I think, but.
Clearly.
How can you be the department head of one?
Especially with a budget of, what, $60,000 or something? Okay.
You're never getting fixed.
Okay, well, this is all good. What I want to do is go to the the short document that is the other short document called Consensus Amendments.
David, can I interrupt for 1 second and say that the whole thing would be solved if the commissioners, including myself and Mr. Derelict, at it, did what they were supposed to do and appoint the departments and the department heads, you know, and gave the town manager the here's the structure you deal with, you know, and now since we already have confusion, we should involve the present town manager in creating that structure.
Can we have that next week?
Did you just say that's going to be resolved because the guy you just hired is going to define the departments and come to you?
I'm sorry, the town what?
Did you say that that's resolved because one of the things, which I think that the new town manager, is going to restructure and recommend
it? And I think that's going to be resolved, but we should have done our duty long before this, you know, and I'm as remiss as everybody else.
You were a little busy.
And I think also in line with that, it's not just that the commissioners have a requirement or an obligation requirement of the charter to appoint the divisions. They also are charged with setting the salaries for the year, and they're charged with the approval of hiring of any employees because...
Overall,
yes, because you can't diffuse that power from the form of government we have, which is you all are ultimately responsible for the town.
Now, as I see that, the commissioners in aggregate define the salary.
Right, they have to vote.
By department, and they do that.
Mm-hmm.
But right. Not individual salaries. And
right.
I think that's
the budget,
right? They define the budget.
Nothing says that we can't do it through the town manager.
Right.
Right. And there's nothing that's, I mean, the charter kind of implies that you by resolution determine the compensation of each individual employee. And
It does say that.
I think it should say, you know, at the department level or townwide.
Personnel budget is established by the commission
and
for
it's part of the budget.
Departments, right.
Yeah. So I want to go to this other document.
So you're not going to finish this one,
I want to go to another document. If, as time allows, we will come back to the first document. So it's labeled consensus amendments. If everybody had read and thought about the stuff on this two-page document prior to the meeting, I think, you know, I could ask, are there any problems? And if there were no problems, we could just, as a group, say, we support this set of amendments.
Do you have that document?
I don't know if...
Or is it in?
I asked it.
You can send
some of
them? Yeah. There's an extra copy because I've got it electronically.
You know, so some of we've talked about some of these issues, and some of these issues we haven't. But so, everywhere remove the gender bias.
We agree.
We've talked about that. Bill has kind of done that. If anybody wants to look at his suggestions, he's got a track change document. You know, it's been. I think we agreed. I certainly think we want to correct all the obvious typos. They're misspelled words.
I picked up a couple as I was going through.
You know, there's language to various citations to Delaware Code that are presented in three different formats, and I think we should pick one and use it. You know, it's a little thing, but since we're, you know, going through it, we might as well, to some extent, do that. An issue we haven't talked about, but kind of one of my hot button issues is everywhere except possibly in 15C and 16J replace majority vote of the commissioners, which to me raises issues of, are we talking about three or two? You know, what is the majority? It's really, in most cases, I think the majority vote of the commissioners present. So if you have three commissioners present at a meeting, two carries the day. Well, that's not what the charter says. Your charter says three carries the day.
Doesn't the charter say majority vote?
It says majority vote of the commissioners. Three.
Wait, so if only three show up.
So if only three show up, you need unanimity.
Right. Not according to Robert's Rules of Order, which is what we go by.
Not what the charter says. And in fact, not what the charter says.
If you read it very quickly.
So my suggestion is everywhere, except maybe in these two instances, we say majority vote of the commissioners present and eligible to vote. And I think it's present and eligible to vote, maybe or maybe not. I mean, that's one. So if somebody says I have to recuse myself, do they count?
Well, if there are only three commissioners present and one commissioner has to recuse themselves, well, you no longer have a quorum.
You no longer have a quorum.
So you can't.
But how about a situation like this, and you guys have been on the commission, on the council for a long time, there's an issue, and the mayor controls the issues that are going to be the agenda. And they know, we know there's a lot of stuff that goes on with you guys sometimes in the past, not now. No. And you put something, and you know somebody's going to be away on vacation, or you know someone's going to be out of town. I've heard these things, these rumors. And you put something on because you know you're going to be able to pass it with the people present, and you put it on the agenda when you know they're going to be away. So I think that was a safeguard to make sure that that kind of stuff didn't happen.
Interesting.
Implicitly.
So it all comes back to the mayor who sets the agenda.
Right. And I mean, when they set the agenda, I think it's a safeguard, honestly. And I think.
But then what do you do if you only have three?
You don't have the...
You wait.
I think you're worried about something, again, that has not been a major problem.
But you see, this document is not about if there has been. It's about if there will be.
Yeah, but
if there
you're not updating the whole new document.
Yeah, but this is changing it.
You know,
he's changing it.
I think the
my point is that...
needs to vote to decide whether or not you think it's a...
Right.
A problem or not, or was it the intention of the code to protect us from ourselves in the way that you just described? I think it's interesting. I would never have thought of it.
What's interesting about this discussion is the thing you just said about earlier. This is obviously not a consensus amendment. This is not a group of consensus amendments.
Well, this was a set of amendments that, as I said, if people did their homework and thought about them, would come in and I would say, is there any opposition to these? And this is one where the answer would have been yes. The first three were, there's no problem, those are consensus. This one's clearly not consensus and needs some discussion. And so that's what I meant by, you know, maybe it's possibly consensus amendments.
To be discussed. Consensus amendments to be discussed. You know,
but most of them hopefully don't need discussion. Right. And
David, it's my understanding that once we all get done,
it goes to the town council.
Decide,
right.
It's going to go change.
So 15C has to do with the removal of the town manager. And the language in here is actually by vote of all the town, majority vote of all of it says elected, but I think we have to strike elected, of all of the town commission, of all of the commissioners, mm-hmm. which gets around this issue of gaming the system. And 16J is about appointment of a temporary town manager. And again, to rather than have the temporary town manager appointed by, two votes, maybe it's probably appropriate to have it be all of the town commissioners. Mm-hmm. So we want to have some more discussion on
Well, and just a minor point, David, I mean, I think we touched on this way early in the meeting that I think saying commissioners of Dewey Beach is redundant because we're in the charter of Dewey
right,
Beach.
Correct and amend the terms of election and appointment from 1 year or 2 years to indicate that terms run from the organizational meeting to the appropriate subsequent organizational meeting. Which is not action. I mean, in one or two cases, it uses the organizational meetings as the. Right, but not everywhere. And it also says the terms are for 1 year and appointments are for 1 year and it's, I think that's just some cleanup stuff that it gets you not just. So we discussed the next one. We discussed the next one.
What? No, that one. Youth commissioners actually should be changed to
town council.
Town council as the legislative body.
Thank you.
And individual commissioners, I think you should describe as the decision makers. I mean, they're the members who are the decision makers. So, and then you should say monthly meetings should be termed the town council meeting because the council's the body, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's a good way to describe the commissioners that they're the decision makers because that's really what they are as individuals.
Okay, so then there's the issue of the monthly meetings. We can call them the town council meetings.
Uh-huh.
In one place it says not less than quarterly, in another place it implies monthly, and I know that in past years the council has talked about not holding a meeting in January because everybody wants to go to Florida, and could we just call them, can we say that there must be a minimum of one meeting a quarter?
I was just going to say no less than once a quarter, but
right, and then rather than talk about monthly meetings, where it talked about monthly meetings, just say at regular.
Yeah. I would disagree with that because when Dale talks about if it's not, don't fix it if it's not broken, but we hold meetings once a month.
Right.
We've done that forever and ever, and it's necessary. And I think it's a disservice to the people that they do not have decision makers meeting at least once a month. And I think the way you can affect the January no meeting is say in a calendar year meetings are held a minimum of one meeting per month with the exception of 1 month being excluded at the discretion of the commissioners. So you hold it monthly, but one of those months you can make it May, you can make it January, but I can't imagine this town being able to operate on a minimum of quarterly meetings.
I agree with you on that. I thought that had to be changed because why is it in there? That was based upon its old language.
Uh-huh.
Right.
In 81 when there wasn't any business,
that was a busy year.
81?
Yeah, it probably was.
Can we limit the meetings to 2 hours in the charter?
So it seems to me that today, given the fact that we changed our We changed the fiscal year. Makes it very difficult for me to imagine that the council can take January off.
But it doesn't matter. Just
well, I think if we give them the option to elect one of the 12 months, that can be exempt. Mm-hmm. And it's determined by the council.
Okay.
Can I just ask what this means? The town manager shall render to the commissioners of Dewey Beach. What are we defining that as?
Means it's going to provide something to them.
Exactly. What?
A painting. That's a rendering.
I mean, it just on the surface sounds a little silly, but I think the manager's responsibility to the commissioners at the meetings, and I think we should just clarify what I think.
Right,
we should
you basically want to clarify the content.
Exactly. And I think we should clarify if there is a obligation to attend and report, because remember the town manager and the chief of police and the lifeguard captain used to come and give their reports as well, and then that started not to happen.
Okay.
So I think we should look at that more closely.
Okay.
And again, replacing town council for the council.
Right. So the next one is land use notice requirements, and this is in 2D, where almost everywhere it says 15 days to 30 days, and in fact, at least in terms of the Planning Commission, the noticing requirements for any land use issue are 15 days. It struck me strange to have a one-week notice in a local paper, and that we probably should make that 15 days to bring that in, like unify that with all of the other land use requirements. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that, so under specific typos and clarifications, 2D, if you're a property owner exempted from taxation, you don't have a vote, which I thought was strange.
Where is that?
2D, this is has to do with annexation.
What section is this?
2D. Which just struck me as really strange, because I didn't know what that really meant. And anyway, so we'll talk about that. I don't want to talk about that now because it's... but 8D, there, you know, a clear typo is, it said in and it should say is. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, it seems to me. 16B has the...
So we all say let's clean that up, right?
Right. I mean, I think 8D is kind of in the sense of all of the, you know, obvious typos. Yeah. 16B, the language says, except for purposes of injury, the commissioner shall deal with that portion of the administrative service for which the town manager is responsible solely through the town manager. And I thought injury was kind of, and then some of the rest of you flagged that as kind of a curious word. And I looked at the Rehoboth Charter, and the Rehoboth Charter says inquiry. And if you put in inquiry, then it makes sense. You know, it seems to me that fits in the, you know, the realm of an obvious typo that should be corrected. The next one is the language didn't make any sense. There was, so the commissioners may provide for indemnification of elected and appointed official from liability arising from their act's performance in good faith on behalf of the town. Well, it sounds like, you know, somebody for whom English wasn't their primary language wrote this, and, you know, it seems like a simple fix is to make officials plural and change performance to performed, and that solves at least the grammar or whatever. Then there's a question, well, so this has to do with indemnification, which appears in the section 29, which is compendium, which authorizes the town to regularly update its code, its municipal code books with ordinance that has passed since the last time a compendium has been issued. And, you know, so my question is, should we just move this to someplace more appropriate, like under section 23, which enumerates the powers of the commissioner? You know, if you were looking for something about indemnification, you would, I don't think you would look in compendium, although you might just search a word document for indemnification. And I don't, you know.
That makes sense.
So section 16J talks, so this is about the, 16J. The temporary town manager, and it refers to the vote of all of the elected commissioners, which if you had a situation where one of your sitting commissioners was actually appointed by the commissioners to fill a vacancy, then it's not an elected commissioner.
Right.
It just seems to me we should strike elected.
Right. I would agree.
Yeah, great.
And then section 7C, we've already talked about this briefly in a different sense. The section is titled Elective Offices. And this C talks about if any elected or appointed, so you're getting into appointed officer, but then also agent and employee. And so you've now gone way far away from the notion of elected officers, and should agent and employee be deleted from this section?
Which section are you
This in? Is 7, elective offices. This has to do seven? With the 7C. This has to do with
the same we're talking about before with, you know, felony issues.
I can understand if an elected officer is found guilty that you would want to take action against them, but if an employee is found guilty of a felony, their personnel, you know, it seems a little draconian to put something in the charter that says you're going to, you know, take specific personnel action.
It'd be up to the town manager to basically say,
yeah.
Pardon?
Are you saying to eliminate?
They're deleted from this section.
I just
which is a section that is on elected officers. You know,
right.
Now we could move it someplace else and say you can't be an employee of the town if you're an ex-con,
right.
But
yeah, I agree.
But a lot of places hire ex-cons all the time.
And that's an HR thing.
Right. And well, that's an HR thing. I was talking about before, where a qualification of a commissioner should be that they don't have a felony conviction. This doesn't necessarily, the agent or employee doesn't necessarily belong in this section under elected officials. It
okay.
belongs somewhere else.
So it's now coming up on 4 o'clock, and unless you guys want to stay here for another 2 hours, I think, so is it clear how the consensus amendment document works? It seems to me that most of these, you know, so if we were going to do this over again, I should be able to come in and say, are there any issues? And somebody would say, you know, number 4, we talk about it. Number 6, we talk about it. We might not act on those, but on the rest we can, you know, it's, yes, we agree to. And so what I propose to do, I am going to take the discussion today and actually, let's take 2 more minutes. Take a look at these. So this is a proposed. This is one way that I can communicate to you for the next meeting on amendments to the charter. Now this was done before the meeting today, so it doesn't reflect our discussions today. But what you would be presented, and we could then come in and actually take, you know, move some of this stuff forward. So, you know, it takes care of the gender issues. It's three options for how we might define the mayor. Some more gender issues, a couple of issues on the oversight issue for the departments. And would this be a helpful, I mean, you know, it looks awful, but would this be helpful?
A good way to do it.
It's a great summary.
For moving through, you know, actually making, you know, making progress and yeah. checking off sections that are, you know, right. done yes. and ready to go and don't need any more discussion.
Absolutely.
Well, I think this is a good document, and everything here has been really helpful. I think what, and this just might be my style, but I really like getting the section and getting the entirety of the section done and moving to the next section. Like, if we're going to talk about powers and duties of officials, that we focus completely on that, we move through it and we don't come back to it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Because I just feel, I feel a little scattered, and I feel like we I feel like it might be, we have minimal time till we have to give some recommendations. If we took the most important sections, like I think the powers and duties are important.
14, 15, yeah, 16, 14, 15, 19, 23.
Get through them completely and move past them.
And that's what we're, that's where exactly. hopefully we're going, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this was most of the discussion today was about.
Yeah, I'm just saying
I like this.
Forward.
I mean, good. And I think the little stuff that he has,
maybe
you don't want to lose it. So basically you're just doing, printing this out and giving us a, and then just like
a synopsis.
Right. So basically for the next meeting, you know, look at these documents, certainly look at the table again, because there's a richness of information there, and I will try and put some information together, and hopefully we can have stuff to really throw darts at the next meeting.
Which will be when?
So I would suggest the second Saturday of April, which is the 14th at 2 p.m.
I can't be there. Here. It doesn't matter, but I can't be here. I have a party. Engagement party that I'm giving.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. If you're giving it, that's kind of a problem.
You could do it here.
Oh, boy. That would be real.
So work from this and the table, right?
Right, and the other, we didn't go over all of the points in the other two documents. And, but I will send out, hopefully within, so we'll meet again in 4 weeks. This is actually 5 weeks, I guess. So I will, in within the next 2 weeks or so, hopefully I'll get you documents and you'll have time to kind of review them. And if everybody comes having, spend some time thinking about them. And again, the table kind of shows you where some things are cross-referenced in multiple sections. That'll be good.
I'm impressed. You took a lot of stuff. And it's pretty, very impressive, David.
Thank you. So do I have a motion?
Yeah, thank you.
I move to adjourn.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So it's, I guess, 4:02, and we're done.
This one has